Boom.
Oh, yeah.
I rated all the haters I can stand.
Oh, no.
What's up, everybody? Look at that. Who's... Boom. Oh. Fucking with violence. Welcome to another, or the first of a hopefully a bunch of new ones, actual episode of The Naughty Show.
Oh, my God, Sam. I can't believe it.
We are back in full effect.
We wear sunglasses now, too.
Yeah, we do. And we're wearing sunglasses. In the
are we on camera?
We're not on camera. The
so
reason
who are we doing it for?
The reason I wear glasses is because I'm such a comedian. I'm always looking for approval. So I don't want Julia to think that I'm looking to make her laugh.
Okay, let's
So I'll say something funny, then I stare at her. I don't want her to know I'm staring at her for approval.
Let's tell her I'm blind.
Okay.
So your thing will be that you have shifty eyes and you're a comedian.
Yes.
Constantly looking around.
Have you met Julia before?
Yes. Hello.
Julia runs our board. I'd like to say she's on the ones and twos, everybody. Julia's on the ones and twos.
Who's on the threes?
We are on the threes.
Was there a four?
No, there are no fours.
All right, good talk.
There's going to be somebody in all fours soon. That's going to be a great one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Big exciting thing. So excited you guys are tuning in. You guys are always like, when's the Naughty Show coming back? We are back in full effect. Gareth Reynolds in studio.
Yes.
Now, I know you, where do you do the dollop? Where do you record?
At my place or at Dave's place.
Okay, so you don't use this luxurious studio?
Nope. Don't have we don't have access to a big flat screen with a logo.
Yeah.
We don't wear sunglasses. We've never worn sunglasses during it.
Well, this is the cool thing that we do. We do the International Bad Boys Hour, me and Steve Randolph, but I'm pissing him because he's an asshole.
Okay.
What
are the symptoms of his assholery?
You know what, man? I love Steve Randolph, but he talked to me a way I wouldn't accept from anybody in my fucking life ever.
It sounds like you're not heated about it.
I am very heated about it, and I'm not very happy about it.
Okay.
And you know what, man? I'm a guy. You know, you don't do something, you don't help people expecting them to help you back. But even when you help people, you expect a tiny bit of respect.
Yes.
And was not given it and won't ever deal with that again.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not saying Steve and I won't be doing International Bad Boys again. We probably will. I love the podcast.
Right.
But, you know, it's time for me to quote the great philosophical master, the Iron Sheik.
Oh.
I break your back, fuck your ass, humble you. That's what we got to do.
Okay.
With our good friend, Stephen Randolph.
Okay. Well, shout out to Stephen Randolph.
Yeah, we love him very much. Well, you do. I don't.
I do. I love him.
I will. I will. When I break his back, humble him. Fuck his ass.
Break his back, humble him. You could eliminate the humble him.
Yeah.
You just break his back and fuck his ass.
You're
humbling that person.
That's so true.
That person is humbled.
So we've been gigging a lot together even since we took a little break from the show.
Yep.
And we've been having a lot of fun. I love going out with you, even though somehow I become your Uber driver and you get to pick the music and the windows are up.
Listen.
And down.
The windows are up and down.
Yeah.
Those are the only two options.
I like to listen to sports and the windows up. You don't like to listen to sports and you like the window down.
But I also think, you know, music, I think, has a calming effect on everyone.
Yes, I agree. So, we listen to a bunch of good stuff.
Yeah, and the window's only down because somebody in your car keeps
sounds like, am I still sounding okay? Because it sounded like it went down. I got to do some quick shout-outs real quick.
Are you doing shout-outs?
Shout-outs.
All right.
Very excited to announce that
shout-outs.
I'm not announcing it. I'm reiterating it. I am fighting this Saturday night at the Hard Rock Casino in Las Vegas. Ellis Mania. I got to give shout-outs to all of my sponsors who made it possible. I'd like to thank L.A. Speedweed.
L.A. Speedweed, Los Angeles' number one medical marijuana delivery service. L.A. Speedweed. If you're not using L.A. Speedweed, you're basically Screech from Saved by the Bell.
A big shout out for our good friends over there at BetDSI. BetDSI.com for all your betting needs. I've been doing a lot of UFC betting, NBA betting, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They're sponsoring me too.
I put my boat on that site.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's a betting website.
Yeah, I know, and I bet the boat.
Can you do that? Can you take pictures of where you're at and bet it all?
Yeah, I just go all in on boat. Oh. And then they go, all right, if you win, you get two boats. And I go, bingo. But it didn't happen.
What'd you bet on?
Huh?
What'd you bet on?
The Derby.
Okay, the Derby. Yeah. Oh, I can't forget the Derby, dude.
And the Westminster Dog Show.
Oh, dude, that's all in.
Yeah, I bet the boat on the dog show.
You ever watch that thing in the dog show?
It's all I watched.
Yeah, right?
With a crack pipe. You don't. Well, you put a boat on a dog show. You need something to fucking keep you loose, like an amphetamine.
Is crack an amphetamine?
A crystal meth is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
It is. And then finally,
he said fondly three times.
I don't know what you're talking about. Very excited to announce that MKCulture.org for all your spiritual needs. Just go to their website, MKCulture.org. One more time, legally, I have to remind you, they are not a cult. They are a think tank.
Yeah. Enough already.
Enough.
Savages.
So I'll be fighting Saturday night. I'm going to be on Sirius Radio with Jason Ellis
from
1 to 4 Friday. Uh-huh. So if you got Sirius, check it out. It's on Faction, my favorite radio station ever. And I'm going to be hanging out with him. Then
besides the sports one.
Yeah, besides the sports one. Yeah, I do like to listen to sports. I don't know why.
I'm not. Hey, man, we're just talking facts, bro.
We are just talking facts. And then I'm going to be boxing.
Who are you boxing?
Just a bunch of other dudes.
Oh my God.
Like a musical chairs.
So what is the upside to this other than, you know,
why I'm doing this? And I've talked about this on Punch Drunk, but I'll tell you right now. The only reason I'm doing this is, one, I sold sponsorship. Okay. And then, two, I've always just wanted to do the walkout to the ring. That's been on my bucket list.
So can you pull a hammy when you're getting into the ring?
And no, I can't throw a fight and don't think I won't. Dude, if I start seeing little Tweety birds and I'm not tweeting.
That's a bad attitude to win this thing.
No. Who win what? Who's going to remember this? And I won't remember, especially if I have brain damage.
Listen.
But I will fight.
Okay.
I've been sparring my whole life.
And in the sparring is the guy like, hit, dive,
no,
Sammy,
no,
dive.
No. I've sparred my whole life. Here's the thing. The two things I will not. The only thing I ask, I don't want to break my nose, mm-hmm. and I don't want to shit my pants. Those are the only two rules.
I'll tell you what. As far if you have to whittle your list of rules down to two, I think that
I'll chip
the two.
A tooth. Yeah, not even think twice about it.
Yeah,
don't want to break this nose. I'll be covering up as long as I don't shit my pants.
Oh man, what if someone actually cracked your nose so hard you shit your pants?
Dude, I would never come back to LA.
Sam, worst case scenario, Tripoli.
Yeah, I would
never. That'd be your name.
I would never come back to Los Angeles.
You just get buy property in adjacent Vegas.
Yeah, so that's a big thing. Very excited. Gareth did the naughty show. The naughty Valentine's Day show at Harvell's in Long Beach was one of the most successful shows we've ever had.
Lovely.
And it was a ton of fun.
Yep.
Packed house.
Yep.
You crushed.
Yep. So
but you always, I got to tell you, nobody gets applause breaks more than you.
Well, I guilt them into it. See, I invest so much time in a bit that by the end, even if I'm getting them sometimes, it'll just start with like three people being like, I feel bad that he's so thirsty.
I will tell you, buddy, that your bit about advertising.
Yeah.
Advertising in football is the best room bit I've ever seen.
No, come on.
I got to put it up there, dude.
But you said you don't watch other stand-ups, but I take that. I could put on a flyer.
Of what I've seen, it's the best room bit I've ever seen.
Wow, Jesus. Tell everyone. You hear that, everybody who books shows? What the fuck's your problem? Let's go already.
Dude, you're going to be doing theaters eventually.
I know, but I don't want to go back to the cast of Pippin. I told you this. I'm sick of that.
You're all good, bud. All
right.
But how hot were the dancers in the show?
Hot. Hot dancers.
Erica Snapp.
Yep.
Leah Mitchell.
Yep.
That chick is hot.
Yep.
And Alyssa Marquez.
Yep.
Very sexy Mexican.
Yep.
Man,
Jaden Cole.
Jaden Cole's great. Jaden's like, I want to dance in your next show. I'm like, I'm down.
Yeah. Like, you're the stonewall on that. No, 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 Jaden.
Let me think about it. Let me talk to the people.
All right, just talk to the people. They're in. Affirmative.
Yeah. And you got pretty drunk at the show. You were pretty shit-faced.
You know, I do not appreciate that. And
yeah.
I'll tell you what. I've switched to white wine.
Yeah.
And because
but it's white wine in a box, so that's the weird part.
Yeah. No,
it looks like why is that guy drinking it out of a cereal box?
Yeah.
And little, you know, it's white wine.
It's like Spy Tech.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to be a classy drunk. Yeah. You know, no more whiskey, no more shots.
No, you don't want to drink like a sailor. Is that what you're telling me?
No, but I keep ending up drinking like a real housewife. So I end up just drinking like, you know, like I, because if I'm out and I'm drinking,
yeah,
like I'm going to have,
you
know.
It's so weird because when you get drunk, you get that like, you get that really raspy voice, like your esophagus has been dented by 1,000 dicks. You ever heard that? I don't want to say anything.
No. Well, okay. I mean, that's the...
Oh, God. You're like, oh, how many dicks have dented that esophagus?
Oh, is that really...
All of them.
I mean, it really takes a guy who knows what it feels like and sounds like to have cocks in the throat to really be able to be so perceptive. To be a dickman such as yourself.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
What a plight that must
the
be Dixman. For you. Yeah.
Dixman. That's Sean Connery's new movie coming out.
It looks like a lot of cocks have been jammed in there. Sean, why are you shooting this? I have dementia. Do you not know that? No. Here, take all these marbles from my pocket. I've lost them.
So retarded. So, yeah, man, good stuff. A lot of great things going on. I've missed you. You've been doing a lot of great stuff.
Well, I've missed you.
You've been writing a lot. You're on writing shows. You're on that show with that chick who does that thing.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Be less specific, but thanks a lot.
Thank you.
No, you don't say thank you in the middle of this. That's just simply not how this goes.
Why not?
I think you're stealing a thank you.
Yeah, I am, pretty much.
I'm going to start doing that when someone just says, there'll be a 10-minute wait. You're just like, cool, I appreciate that.
You ever say thank you to a cop after he writes you a ticket?
Or
I hate that shit.
Brian Regan had the best bit about
Okay.
No, go.
So you're saying I'm doing Brian Regan's jokes?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man, who just took acid. What are you saying, man? I didn't kill Brian Regan, man. Freaking out.
Julie, you're very quiet. Are you not talking this show? Is this the new rule? Have they told you less talking?
I think it's all for the best.
Okay. We love you talking.
No, I'm over here laughing. Am I not supposed to?
Yeah, playing with your hair. Are you nervous about your hair? Why are you nervous?
I'm not nervous. Well, I am now.
Yeah, now she is.
Can you give us an update on the vibrator situation?
What's the traffic like?
Well,
what's the traffic with the vibrator?
Is it jam-packed or is it wide open?
It's a good time, but I have to be honest. There's something. I lost a lot of weight, and I'm on this lady diet thingy where I have
nothing but yogurt. I've read about it.
Yeah, you know, the shit yogurt. What's
yep. It's called Jamie Lee Poop Your Pants.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
No,
very
so,
popular.
So the thing is, for some reason, I look hotter, but my sex drive's, like, in the garbage. I don't know what happened. I feel hotter, but I don't.
Are you busy? Are you depressed? Are you working out? Are you just...
It's a lot of those things. Yeah, I've just been very busy and...
You've just been busy, depressed at the gym.
No, I don't know what it is. But yeah, my sex drive's like nowhere. But I have...
So have you been offered sex and you're like, I'm cool, I'm going to sleep?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of those, like, I'm a creature of inertia. I'm usually like, no. Oh, all right. Oh, yeah, I didn't know I wanted to do this. It's the same way with showering, where I'm like, I don't want to shower. I get in the shower, I'm like, I never want to get out.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Do you shower every day, Gareth?
Yeah. All right, good side-by, Sammy.
No, I think it's a super white people thing to shower every day. I forget who, there was an actress who recently said that, and I think it is. I think it's a very white person thing to shower.
I shower either after I work out or I have somewhere important to be. If not, I like to lay in my stink. Anybody else? I like my little stink.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I wear deodorant and I class it up.
No,
but
there's something sort of animalistic.
But showering every day is just not my thing.
Well, that's good. We need people like you with this drought. I take quick ones. I'm in and out. I honestly remember when I was a kid, I watched Mr. Baseball with Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
That? And I always remember him, you know, they like how they did it in Japan. And this is where most of my cultural learning comes from, is Mr. Baseball. But they soap up and then they get in a tub, you know, so they're like, they're sparing water. So that's kind of how I am at home now.
That's
like,
great.
I'll grease up, I'll turn it off, I'll get the business ready to go.
Yeah.
Fucking hose myself down.
I like that. You've got almost like NASCAR. A little.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Get
I make that noise sometimes when I'm trying to be cute by myself in the
Can't
shower.
Tell if you're showering or transforming.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I went to Dave and Buster's for the first time.
Whoa!
Anyone ever been to Dave and Buster's?
Did you pick up some classy pussy there?
Yeah.
No.
Is that where you won the vibrator?
No. Wouldn't that be great? It's an adult place. They should give away adult toys.
Yeah. That's what they mean
by
Buster.
Pac-Man fight? Do you see the game that, where you fight each other in Pac-Man? Whoa. If I win that, I should get a fleshlight.
Wait, who's fighting Pac-Man? The ghosts?
There's four people. You all play, and not only do you run from the ghosts, you run from each other.
Oh, so it's like GoldenEye Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All yeah. right. It's pretty sweet.
I might have
And then the Transformer game is awesome, too. Big letdown, Star Wars game.
Wow, wow.
Because they don't tell you
Wait,
how to
why
play.
Why were you there in the first place?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Funny comedian Sarah Tiana's big show. Big birthday. So we went there.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was fun. I've never been there. Because I've
you
always
go
thought,
back?
Why do I'm an adult. Why do I want to play video games? And then you get there, you're like, holy fuck, these are awesome.
You're asking people for more tokens.
Yeah.
I get more tokens.
And then Sarah, it was her birthday, so she wanted a bunch of tickets so she could get a drone. Everybody wants their own fucking drone.
A drone?
Yeah, they give away drone prizes.
You can get a drone at Dave and I mean, have we've really Oversaid. As a society
yeah,
jumped
yeah,
the shark.
Yeah. Seriously.
You can play skee-ball to get a fucking drone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and you
I'm
just
moving.
See fat Mexicans walking around with tons of tickets. You're like, if they go to the section over there, I'm going to mug them. It's dark. No one's around. I'm going to mug these people. I'm going to steal all
the
tickets.
And then one of them's like, sir, you're talking out loud. So am I going to hide my family from you? I'll take their fucking tickets, that fucking Mexican. Sir.
So my friend Paul Casillas is coming into town.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to see him tonight, actually.
Where?
At the West Side.
Oh, you're doing a showcase with
yeah,
him?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the showcase?
Oh, it's just for the Adam Devine Comedy Central.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I hope you crush that.
All right. Well, you know, third year in a row, so here we go.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Hi.
Good.
Welcome.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For sitting down.
No problem.
Yeah, it's
you.
Great. Hold on one second. I'm going to bring you in. You're gorgeous.
Yeah. He means bring you into the world of the podcast, because in reality, obviously, you are here.
Yeah. Well played.
But we're in the middle of talking about Mexicans and drones, I think.
Yes. We're in the middle of talking about Mexican drones.
Yeah.
So anyways, he's doing the showcase here, and then he's going to drive back because I got him a gig at the new HaHa.
Okay.
But he's going to take a taxi all the way from the West Side.
Oy.
I'm like, dude, that's almost as much. It's going to cost you probably as much as your flight.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why don't you meet me at this comedy show? It's at a bar called Rage on Santa Monica Boulevard, and you can meet me at Rage and just wait there, and we'll meet there, and we'll drive over to the HaHa.
Okay.
So I have him meeting me at the biggest flaming gay bar in Hollywood.
Oh, see, I didn't know that part.
You never drove by Rage?
No, I have the cocks in my throat all the time.
Yeah.
I don't have time to get outside.
That is a lot of dents.
You know what
this.
I mean? It's just like chutes and ladders down that fucker.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Hey-o!
So that's our story.
Okay.
So we are, it's the Naughty Show, and we took a little break. And we're like, well, we want to come back. We want to do something big. I'm like, what can be our big show coming up?
The truth is, this all happened in your mind palace. You
yeah.
were just sort of in a room.
Just me talking
just,
to myself.
And things were just sort of swirling around in your head. And then you just started, something started to form.
Yeah. Well, so I'm like, what could be the big return, the triumphant return of the Naughty Show? The people have been calling for it.
What's the single?
So I'm on Twitter, and I just see pictures, and, you know, I follow some lovely ladies on Twitter, and I see a funny picture or a nice picture. I'll click to see who it is.
A funny picture.
Not
huh?
It's not
yeah.
funny at all.
No, it's very
I don't get boners
serious.
At ha-has, okay?
Yeah.
I never gotten a boner ha-ha.
Except that one time.
That joke you do about that I just told you, that gave me a hard on. Advertising in football.
Oh, that
that's the first time
hard.
I've gotten rock hard.
You were like, wait a minute.
Did I just see you do that? Did
I
you just do that?
Again. Yeah, I did that.
That's
We haven't brought you in yet.
Yeah, we haven't brought you in yet. Yeah,
been
I see you licking stuff.
Oh, boy.
So I saw this girl, and then I saw that they do anal ring toss, and bing! I'm like, interest.
Right.
Instantly interested.
Bilbo Baggins knew his calling.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm very excited. They run a very, very, very popular company out of Las Vegas called Strip Clubs to You. That's what they say on the radio, but on the podcast, like Naughty Show, they're known as the Anal Ring Toss Girls. Please welcome Chester and his love. Now, are you co-owner? Are you what are you in this? Are you his trusty sidekick?
I'm just the Anal Ring Toss Queen.
Wow.
Well, please. Just? I didn't realize we were among royalty. My lady.
How do you pronounce your name?
Deja.
Deja Morgan, everybody, in Chester Kingwood.
That's
welcome,
like when
guys.
You've met a Morgan and
let's
you
thought,
think you met them before.
Does that work?
Yep. Hello?
Yeah, that works. I feel bad. You gotta sit up.
No,
maybe
no,
you
sorry,
can pull
sorry,
this chair over and you could sit in the chair by the seat. Would that be better for you?
There we go. That's right, everybody. Moving Chairs is brought to you by the Anal Ring Toss.
Yeah, brought to you by Strip Clubs to You. Strip Clubs to You. If you're in the 702, you need a strip club to you. Go to Strip Clubs to You.
702, Strip Clubs for You.
Yes. Are you guys going to be in Vegas this weekend?
Yes.
I'm going to be fighting at Ellis Mania. If you guys are bored, come by at the Hard Rock.
What
and
kind
Sam's going to be fighting?
Like oil wrestling?
No, like men fighting.
Something might end up in the ass. Though.
Yeah, there could be some oil.
You're just talking about slip and slide and gay bars, and now you're talking about. So I'm confused.
Yeah.
Now we're doing man fighting.
Okay, so you guys
it's
are.
It's not all weird.
Just make
no
sure
bird.
That's closer to you so we can make sure. Just all pull right. it closer to you. I feel like we could work it out. There we go. Just get on it like a black dick. There you go. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Thank you for coming in, Chester and Deja. I appreciate you guys coming on. Now, who invented the anal ring toss?
Right here.
That guy.
I did.
How long have you been doing this? I know you've been on Howard Stern a whole bunch of times.
A lot. I invented it in 1999.
Oh, that's a different
time. Let's go to the eureka
time.
Moment.
Trademarked and patented.
How did it happen? What? Connect the dots.
This is a crazy story. Okay. I'm working in Los Angeles. I'm a union sheet metal mechanic in Los Angeles, and that's all I'm doing, building the high rises.
Just dreaming all
just
day. What's my million-dollar idea?
What's my angle?
Yeah. And I have a friend of mine from Germany that owns a leather latex bondage company.
Here we go.
He calls me, and he says, hey, I'm going to the AVN, the porn convention in Vegas.
I'll bring you to life.
I've never been there.
Hey, it's me. I'm going to the AVN, the porn convention.
That's exactly the way he sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
His name's Franz.
Yes, it's me. You want to tag along?
Hey,
I've got
Franz.
Some ideas. We can spitball.
That was That's exactly
perfect.
It.
Okay.
So he goes, does your roommates, I lived with two girls at the time, and they're really cute, and they modeled on the side. He goes, would they be interested in modeling my gear at the porn convention?
Okay.
None of us ever went to one, so I was like, yeah, that sounds great. So we go out there. Long story short, we go out there. I'm sitting there by myself in the booth, and this guy who's been drinking all day comes up to me, and he hands me eight $100 bills, and he goes, you're that guy that puts on those really wild shows, those bachelor parties, right? And I said, no. He goes, yeah, he goes, you're that guy. Those are the girls, right? And he kept going on and on. I go, no. He goes, here's a deposit. He goes, here's all my info. I know that's not even half the money I owe you, but don't worry, we'll square up later. And it started with $800. I'm like, whoa. So I go to the girls. I go, hey, do you want to do a party? And they go, no, we don't do that, you know? And I go, look, he gave me $800. I go, he owes me like another $1,000 or something. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what he owes me because we're in pretend land.
That's what it was.
You
it was
money.
We're just spitballing at this point.
So I finally talked the girls into it. And one of the girls I lived with, she preferred anal sex over vaginal sex. Okay.
Now that's out there. We'll get into that too.
So what happened
was... So she's kind of like a pioneer of anal.
There you go.
Because we've been talking on the show that... I've been talking to Julia over there. She doesn't know if she has the look of a chick who loves anal. We'll get into that later. But
you never
anal's
know.
Really big now. Anal is really big. I've had friends on...
Anal and Bradley Cooper and everything else.
Right?
Yeah. Oh,
it
yeah.
really is.
And totally.
2015 will be the Bradley Cooper anal year.
What magazine isn't he on?
Yeah, right.
Great.
Like, seriously. Have you seen he's going to do the Elephant Man? We'll get into that in another thing. So
well,
anal's everywhere now. It's almost like... I mean, we were kind of talking about the other day. It's almost like second base now. Anal is
vaginal is just for making babies.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, really? That's where
yeah.
it's at. I gotta get back to the 702. Seriously,
you see that?
Butt fucking's for pleasure,
like
man.
Like a werewolf when a full moon just pops out. Sam is just like, I gotta get back to my people.
Yeah,
they don't chastise me for my wicked thoughts.
So this guy goes. Come to my show, my house. Here's my room or whatever.
Here's $1,800 for this party you're throwing.
So you got to come up with something to do.
I come up with something great because, see, look, I've been to a bunch of bachelor parties because my friends were getting married throughout the years.
Sure.
And we always felt like we were getting punked and ripped off. So I said, let's just make it, like, crazy. Let's bring all this lighting, make it look like a strip club in there. Let's come up with original games, like hardcore toy shows. I mean, the whole nine.
Like yeah. Tonka and shit.
It was insane. So we put this whole show together. It looked like we really knew what we were doing.
Okay.
So we showed
so
up
you
and
came
did
up with a bunch of stuff.
A bunch of all original stuff.
Just
yeah.
take me through the process. I know it was a long time ago. What is some of the stuff you went with, and what did you decide, we can't do that? Do you have any idea?
Like,
what
like there's a lot on your not list.
No. There is nothing on the not list. Yeah. What we did is we came up with all these games and weeded it down to everybody kept calling anal ring toss. That's all they wanted to see.
People out of nowhere are just saying anal ring toss.
They wanted it,
so
man.
You just filled the hole.
It was exactly right. What happened. When we did that show, people left and told their friends, and people called me again. I thought it was a one-time deal.
Sure.
And it kept going and going. So what we did was we made it a production. We didn't want to be a stripper service that just shows up and asks for money.
Right.
All package deal, lighting, I mean, the whole nine. The strap-on show is a butt plug, a ball gag, a metal spreader bar with handcuffs and ankle cuffs. I mean, they tear each other up with dildos. It's insane. So
That is pretty awesome.
It's been a while since we've done one of these. We're going in all full hog, huh?
Yeah,
all hog.
Full hog.
All hog. All right. One of those items I'm not familiar with.
Was there that moment where it started happening and you guys just looked at each other going, it's happening?
Yeah.
It was okay, but I wanted to get on
this. That's even better. This is not a home run.
Yeah. this isn't going perfect. We really got to iron out some problems
here because... A lot of these people are freaked out.
Yeah, so then we went to Toys R Us, and we got glow-in-the-dark hoops that were, you know, ages
How old's
4
your
through
kid?
7. Yeah, exactly.
4 through 7.
There you go. And just...
So it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, strong since 2000.
How long have you been doing it, Deja? How long have you been the anal ring toss girl?
About 3 years now.
3 years.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Now, are you from Vegas or are you from somewhere else? You moved to Vegas?
No, I'm from California.
We don't have to say where from in California. Is it Southern or Northern?
Northern.
Okay. I think I know where you're from.
Can we get the zip code?
Yes.
I think I know
where
you're from.
Where do you think I'm from?
Sacramento?
Ew, no.
Really?
No.
So you moved to Vegas.
We can find you not in Sacramento then.
No, I started in Southern California. We just recently moved the business out to Vegas like 2 years ago.
Why'd you move it to Vegas?
Because that's where all the business is. I mean, it's the bachelor party, you know, capital of the world. We were going out there every weekend and we were just like, well... We're already out there.
We know where the gold is.
Yeah, so we might as well just stay there.
How did you hook up with her? How did this happen? Because she can't be the first anal ring toss girl. And is there a Hall of Fame for anal ring toss girls? Is there like...
There is a Hall of Fame.
Who is the Rosa Parks of anal ring toss?
It's actually, you could throw a hot dog down the Hall of Fame.
There you go.
Yeah.
I met Deja... Through her sister. Her sister was an anal ring toss girl before.
Oh, so
her.
You're a legacy.
It's genetic.
Yeah, it runs in the family.
It's genetic. Okay.
Now, does her dad like you, or has he got
big
is your
fan.
Picture on
big
a fucking
fan.
Wall?
Loves me.
Really?
Big fan. Yeah. Yeah. I gave him an autograph. It's a done deal.
Every day he's just at the gun range, just boom, boom.
That's probably why I wanted the picture.
So is there a third sister? Or is there a young one coming through this someday?
Are you grooming a pony?
Yes.
I'm working on it. I can only do this for so long.
Yes. Who was the original girl?
Kat Riley.
Kat Riley.
That was the first girl to ever do the Stern show, ever do the shows, play the games, the whole nine. Right.
And what did you say to Kat Riley to go, here's my crazy idea. You're on all fours. We're going to put a peg in your ass, and we're just going to have fun with it.
And Pizza? She said, yeah, I don't know about that. I got to go back to work on Monday. She's an accountant, too. She was an accountant. And she's like, Monday, I got to be there and crunch some numbers. I'm not putting a stick on my board.
Think about when Steve Jobs was telling people about the computer. They were probably like, you're a dreamer, Steve.
Right.
Similar shit. You've just got to have proof of concept. You're just hanging in there. Yeah.
Yep. I had to lead by example, unfortunately.
What does that mean? Tell me that means.
Oh, please tell me what that means. What does that mean? You have to show her how it works?
You got
to
show them how it works. They're not going to do it without.
There's no better moment than when you do it and someone goes, yeah, no. Like, well, wait. So my net gain out of this is I put a sword in my ass.
There you go.
So
you
put it in your ass and let them play anal ring toss.
I could barely feel it back there.
I had to, or we had to give the $800 back.
Wait, this is...
Come on.
That is awesome.
So you conceived of it before that party you had to go to.
I stand behind my product.
Oh, wow. I think your product stands behind
the girls.
Yeah, there
you go.
Have you ever thought... I'm just all over the... Have you ever thought about gay anal... ones for
gay you know what? It doesn't work. You want to know why?
Because that's a Friday for them?
That is. And you know what? That is nothing. We tried marketing to the gay community, and they have those parties every night of the week. So you can't do a bachelor party for them and have them excited about it.
Do gay guys have bachelor? I mean, they just started getting married. So, I mean, like...
They must, yeah. I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, I'm sure they get fucking wild. Because the truth, like, that's what I always say to people who I know who are gay, and they don't deny the fact that they're, what's great about hanging out with your buddies is that, you
know. Sucking each other's dicks,
yeah, you guys could potentially, like how often are you going to be, like, hanging out, like, in a group party where you're like, we got a party bus, where you're like, all right, everyone's sucking everyone's dick in here. This is how we drew it up.
Another Monday, right?
Yeah.
Well, the truth is there's nobody playing defense.
Yeah.
It's all offense.
Yeah.
There's no girl going, I don't know. I don't know you good enough. Like, oh, it just suck, crush.
Yeah.
Which is the video game. So
suck, crush is a great
So video how game. Did you end up convincing her to let you play anal ring toss?
Well, that was it. That and her girlfriend that was going to do the show, she really did prefer the anal sex or vaginal sex. So it was easy for her to want to put something in her butt, and we had to convince Kat. And once we convinced Kat, it
Why
was
did
on.
You need two?
We wanted two girls because we always wanted to do a really... Those are real girlfriends, actually.
So they date each other.
Yeah, so when they would do a lap dance, they're on you naked, giving you lap dance. Next thing you know, they're doing the splits under your chin. They're eating each other out in your lap. So it was it was not a fake show. It was an intense, real show.
You live an insane life, my friend.
Yeah, so you had to have them both put in... Because you have two sticks. You have two girls at the end for sudden anal death playoffs. That's
what?
Why you got to have them.
No, I watch the sport. I know. Yeah. You don't need to tell me. Don't sugarcoat
sudden anal death playoffs.
Hit me with the acronyms. I'm going to be able to read them.
Is it just like two chicks backing beep, beep, beep into each other?
No, side by side.
Sword fighting?
Challenge you to a duel. On God.
Game of Thrones.
We do that when the game's over.
Yeah, that's
they
that's,
actually
yeah.
pulled their six out in sword fight at the end of the game. They swear to God.
No, lightsaber fight, not sword fight.
Oh man, this is amazing. So you got her to do it, and the first time it didn't go well, or the first time it did go? Okay?
No, it was fine. We did it in the living room. You know, I turned out all right. Yeah,
you're a perfectionist, and you just got to get it right.
We kept fine-tuning it, and weeding out
places.
The things that people didn't. Yeah. Getting rid of the things people didn't want to see, you know? We had some other games.
What games didn't work?
Well,
what's on the cutting room floor?
What's in the director's cut?
It was basic stuff. It was like this girl would fill herself full of gumballs that were attached to a key ring, and guys were able to.
So just the story you've heard a million times.
Crawl up, and pull the gumballs out.
Pull the gumballs out from the keychain.
And always the drunk guy, always the drunk guy was eating all the gumballs.
Yeah.
And not too many people went for that.
Yeah, he was like ordering more food. He's like, "Y'all saw chicken in there?
Yeah,
dude, it's not a drive-thru." He's like, "What?" Can I get fries? You take EBT? Yeah.
It got creepy a couple times, so we were done with that one.
Yeah.
Any other fucking classics that just didn't last that long?
No, that was about it. We really stuck to anal ring toss because that was the highlight. Everybody was like, you can't top that game. So once we started the other games, they're like, hey, everybody started chanting anal ring toss. They're like, let's get to that.
It's
you know?
Freebird. It was your Freebird.
Yeah, I was.
Get now, to the fucking hits.
I've often thought about, you know, early in my comedy career, maybe driving around for parties like this. Sometimes escorts have guys driving them around. You get hired for these parties. Does anything ever get weird?
No. Nope.
Because you look like a badass dude, like you Sons of Anarchy, you'll fuck a couple dudes up if you have to. Yeah. I'm sure you have a heart of gold and you work with children and you save puppies. I'm sure.
What size sword does he want?
That's pretty accurate.
I actually do.
I know you do. I'm saying. Amazing. But you look like you would whoop some ass if you have to.
It's been 15 years of bliss. It has been so, I'm so happy. It's been wonderful because we have such a, I guess it's more of a high-end clientele, and everyone knows me. I want to make sure
you have a rear-end clientele.
Well, this is the thing, yeah. I don't send anybody my
place. Ass up, face down clientele.
If I can't book the show and personally be there to shake their hand and make sure everything's going good, then I won't even put it on the books.
Right.
So I'm at every show, and people know me, and it's repeat clientele.
Right.
And I'm getting hugs on the way out. Me and the girls are all getting hugs. That's how our parties go. There's no fisticuffs there. So, and if someone wants to give me a hard time, I'm like, look, man, here's your money back. You know, we got to go. I don't want problems like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want everybody to have a good vibe. When I come in, they feel the good vibe, you know, because guys
You're Captain Feel Good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Guys feel testosterone,
Captain
man.
Feel
you
in
come
the
in with an edge, and guys pick up on that, and then thing goes kind of south, you know?
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. Literally, things are headed south regardless.
It does, yeah. It does.
The sticks.
So, like, you get groups, a bachelor party. Now, obviously, we don't want to get in too much of stereotypes. Are there any stereotypes? Like, are Asian bachelor parties crazier than Jewish dudes?
I love Asian bachelor parties.
Oh,
they're
they love
favorite.
You, right?
They're my favorite.
Why do they like? Because how they talk funny when they get drunk? Is that what it is?
Well,
oh, you're so cute! I love how he said we're not going to get racist. I go right to that.
Well, I
we
love
don't
want
to stereotype. But obviously they're trying to buy you.
How much for a white woman?
That's true.
Or is it the fact they get fucking drunk and they get as red as fucking your t-shirt? You ever watch that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's part of it.
Yeah.
But I mean, out of any group, the Asians are so comfortable like making fun of themselves and they just crack like their own jokes at each other. So there's no need to stereotype, but they do it.
Do you ever play who's got a littler dick? They ever
they
done
do
that?
It with themselves.
Oh,
that's fun. They should play the home game.
People have asked us this question before, and hands down, we always say Asian and Islanders, they know how to party and have the best time. I swear, those are our best clientele.
Let's compare dicks, guys. Excuse
they
me.
All high five as the guy's crying.
It's like that moment in Blade where the dude's like, these are all vampires. I'd be like, this is not a party anymore.
Could you date an Asian?
Could I date
I mean, they're
Asian?
Fun, festive, great personalities. But because of not packing a lot of meat?
I'm going to say already this is a no.
Yeah.
I mean, am I physically capable? I think
this is
so.
Already a no, by the way. We're on the bridge to no. There's the pause. Then there's the, is my life in jeopardy? Do I have to?
Have you ever, what's the biggest party you've ever done? And then I want to get in the Stern and how you got involved with them. What's the biggest party you've ever done? I know you do a lot of private, show up to hotel rooms maybe, stuff like right. that. But is there, have you ever been invited to any of these like eyes wide shut
what's
parties?
What's the White House like, I think, essentially.
Right, there you go. Inside? No, we don't even do the private shows. You have to have like eight or more guys usually. And the largest show we've done, it was about 50 guys. It was a group out of Alaska, actually.
Oh, they got it.
That
crazy,
Medicine
right?
Vegas. And they, man, they know how to party. We had to bring extra girls, though, because it was a big show.
You had to do it in Alaska, or you did it
in
Vegas?
No, Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everyone meets us in Vegas, yeah.
Helicopter
they heard us on the radio and actually flew and booked us, flew all the way to
what?
Vegas to book us for their parties. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, we get clientele from New Zealand. I mean, everywhere on the map, yeah.
And what is your website?
It is analringtoss.com.
Check that out. So you've done Howard Stern for 15 years. So
right.
when did you start? When you were in eighth grade? You look so young.
No,
this guy's a fucking vampire with tattoos.
No, I'm
going
to be 48, man.
Holy shit. Would anybody have guessed 48?
No.
Ever
yeah.
in a million?
No. Yeah.
I guess anal ring toss keeps you young, huh?
It does. It really
secret.
Does. Yeah. That and water, I guess.
How old are you, 12?
Well, we can't say that.
Yeah,
legally,
true. So
you're
how
very
did you...
smart for a not 12-year-old.
There you go.
How did you get involved? How did Stern find out about you guys?
This is crazy. So Union Shimo Mechanic.
Everything's crazy,
yeah.
just so you know.
Yeah, so I'm doing construction for 20 years, right? And I love it. I'm having a good time. And that's my favorite radio show. So when I made this, I called his show every single day trying to get booked. And back then, he was in his heydays, and he was having high-end clientele. He wasn't listening to me. He didn't want to hear about a construction worker playing a stupid game.
Yeah.
Remember when Gary Baba Booey used to do those sit-and-sleep appearances for extra money on the weekends?
Yeah.
He was doing one right next to my house one night, and I go, I heard it at the last minute. So we drive down there with the girls, and he's doing a lingerie contest, and nobody fucking showed up. Nobody at all. He was by himself sitting there in a chair.
Really?
And we sat there the whole night, and nothing happened. No clients, no customers came in, and I sat there next to Gary, and he was so bored, we just kicked it and bullshitted all night. And he goes, these girls are beautiful, man. What do they do? And
you
I go,
watch
I go,
this.
I go, are you serious? Yeah.
Yeah.
I go, are you serious? I go, you don't recognize them? I go, those are the world famous anal ring toss girls. And we had done like five or six shows. That was it. And he hook, line, and sinker. He's like, are you serious? He asked all about it. And then he goes through his phone. He gives me his personal number, not office. He goes, this is my personal number. Monday morning, call me. I got to get you on the show. And that was it.
Unbelievable.
You've heard this story a million times.
So they fly you out?
Yeah. They flew us out, and they had us on that. They did actually the evaluators that first day, and then we came back the next day and played anal ring toss.
Wow. Oh, so they had to see it first before they could agree to do
what
it.
What they wanted to do was they wanted to have us on and then, like, nonchalant, you know, just ask about it and get the girls talking and then, you know,
then they go, okay, well, why don't you come back tomorrow and play anal ring toss?
Julie wanted to be an evaluator, but I said, I trust them. Yeah. I trust what they do. And how many times you been on?
We were going 2-3 times a year all the way up until 2010 when he signed that contract with America's Got Talent and then right. PG. And I talked to Will and Gary all the time, and they have all these things they want us to do, but they can't have us on right wow. now, you know?
But that's one of America's greatest talents.
Yes.
I know.
It's so true.
So we're trying to get on the wrong really show, is. Then. We should be getting on America's Got Talent instead of... Yeah.
I'd love to see what Heidi Klum thought of that.
There you go.
I loved it. I loved every part.
So you are... Now, do you just do this, or do you do anything else? Are you a dancer? Are you an adult film star? Do you do anything else?
All of those.
You're an adult film star.
Yes, sir.
Now, all the industry's moving to Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
How's that going? It's great that you don't have to come back to the 323, right? They can just come to you.
Yeah. Well, I don't do mainstream.
What does that mean?
Like, I don't work for a company where I have to take, like, a bunch of random dicks that I don't have any, like... Right.
So you produce your own. Right. You like to get to know your dick first.
Yes. And I have a little more input when it comes to, like, storyline and stuff like that. So it's a little more fun for me.
Okay. So we pitch you a storyline. You'd be like, oh, I'm into that or I'm not into that.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to pitch your storyline real quick? We're just spitballing here.
Sure.
Here we go.
Do you have your notepad?
This is the story of a girl who's wide-eyed and wide-assed, and she is excited to move to a city and find her true calling, which turns out to be putting sticks inside of her ass and get... It's a meta piece. I just want to let you guys know I'm going meta. And this is the story about one girl's rise to fame and drug abuse and bottoming out. Pardon the pun for you you guys who like to snicker out there. And she finds her calling, and she eventually unites all nations, because it seems to be the thing that we all have in common, to your point, that if there's one thing uniting us all, it's that we all love something like this.
Yeah.
Some cultures like to compare dicks after.
Yeah.
Some, who knows what they do. Some, like I said, compare dicks after.
I'm not sure what the storyline is, but are you in for it?
I think so. Well, the first half sounded just like making of an Anal Ring Toss Girl 3. Which
no, I won't.
Did.
I won't sit here and take comparisons like that.
But the second half of it with the drug abuse and the United of Nations and all that will have to make the sequel.
Are you guys looking for a new Anal Ring Toss Girl? Is that out there?
That is always an option.
we help with that?
There you go. Yeah,
can
you
we make a dream come true?
Let's do it.
I'm totally So have you been pitched porno ideas? You're like, I'm not doing that.
I'm pretty open-minded.
Okay,
so I think
you're a lonely ninja. Eight
ninja.
Black ninjas come in, and you have to fight your way out versus eight black ninjas.
I think I could take eight black ninjas.
Really? Have you ever done anything like that?
Not yet.
But you're not afraid to try. That's no. great. Now, is there anything between you two, or is this all business?
This is business. And he's a good friend. We were friends first.
You've got to be.
Never. Oh, your sister?
Yeah.
That's got to be a weird thing, sticking a butt plug in your sister, right? That's
no, she passed the torch, so we never actually
through
worked
anus.
Together.
Rectum to rectum passed the torch. And then they lit a bigger torch together, uniting.
Has anybody ever come to you at a party and asked you to do some really weird shit, and you're like, no, I don't do that?
Like, grab me a beer.
Make me a pizza.
Well, when the requests are too much, I just say, oh, go ask Chester.
And is there a word?
He'll handle it.
Chester's the word.
Chester's the word.
Go talk to Chester.
Go talk to Chester.
Do you have any examples of what somebody's asked you to do, as weird as it gets?
Oh, man, I don't know that weird. There was a couple parties ago, this guy wanted me to pee on him, but then all of his friends started making fun of him. So then
peed on him?
So, no, they made fun of him before it even happened. I was ready to do it.
Would you have paid on it?
He already paid for it, too.
Yeah.
He paid for the pissing?
He said, here's $300. I want to lay in the tub naked and have her pee all over me.
Can I get peed on through Groupon? Like, will you do...
Groupon won't take us. We're X'd out from Groupon. Yeah. They don't like us. Yeah.
What is their problem? What's up their ass?
Not an anal ring toss.
Bingo.
Stick.
Now, do you, like, let's be honest, do you enjoy doing this? Is
it
fun?
I love
it. Is it something you want to do?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do it if I didn't like doing it.
Are you an exhibitionist? You're really into, like, people, like, watching you get.
I like being naked outside.
When did you first realize you want to be naked outside?
I think
outside?
That's a yes, Sam.
Yeah. Okay. Go on. I'm listening.
Well, I guess it started when a friend of mine, she was going to school, San Francisco State, for photography, and she wanted to do some, like, nudes outside. So we went and we took a trip up to Humboldt, and we just went, like, on the beach and was taking a bunch of pictures. And I was terrified at first, but then once it started, I had so much fun. I was like, this is pretty cool.
Are you more into boys or girls?
I'm an equal opportunist.
Who have you dated longer? Like, have you been in a longer relationship with guys or longer relationship with girls?
I would say longer relationships probably with guys, but
eventually you need dick. I figure, like, eventually there needs to be some dick. Am I weird? Is that weird to me?
I mean, no, because either or can satisfy, like, the sexual end of it. It's just more if we can keep the conversations interesting.
Guys can't talk. Guys are cavemen.
Yeah, but women are crazy. Yeah. So it's
it's a give or take.
Yeah. It's pretty equal.
So when you're dating
around
a woman, who pays for dinner?
Well,
you trade off.
Yeah.
Oh, Julie, have you dated a girl before?
You treated that like a real no-brainer.
No, I have, and this is why when you said that, I went, yes, I can't date women because they're fucking bonkers.
Thank you.
And men are cavemen.
Who smells better?
Yeah, so it makes it pretty
women
equal. Yeah,
better.
Women usually smell better.
Have you been to a woman's bathroom? Yeah. We're goo hoarders. We've got, like, freaking 8 bottles of conditioner and, like, 20
million
soaps.
Once you get comfortable with a girl, you're like, you are a monster in the bathroom. There's, like, sorry about all the wet rags. You're like, what the fuck was happening in here? Were you washing cars?
Have you ever been to a woman's public bathroom? It is the dirtiest thing ever.
I spend my weekends there. I'm always there.
You're so uncomfortable. So I thought can we play the game?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I love it. Julia, do you want to represent? Do you want to play the game?
Do what now?
Do you want to play the game or do you just want to watch?
Define play the game.
I want to know
are
if
you
want to take
a
ring and throw it in the anal ring toss.
I will absolutely do that.
Okay.
Yay.
Are you kidding me?
So I'm going to do play-by-play as you and Gareth battle it out for Battle of Sexes anal ring style here on The Naughty Show.
Right. I like that. I don't think we've had a battle of the sexes.
Ooh. So I do shows in Vegas. We should do shows together sometime. I'm going to be out there. We should work on something together because I think this is a great idea.
Well, Sam, we haven't played the game yet. So
okay, let's play the game.
Something crazy could happen. Who knows?
Let's play the few.
Yeah. All right. We
so
asked
you guys
100
set
people.
Up. You guys got set up. As you set up, I'm going to ask these guys about their strategy. Do you got to get ready? Do you got to stretch or do happy baby
bit.
Or do you got to get naked?
Yeah.
Okay. We want to make you comfortable. Do you want us to dim the lights? Maybe put on some
a little
Barry White?
Yeah, we could put on some James
Barry
Taylor.
Barry White would be lovely.
Okay, let me see if I can find some.
Some James Taylor.
Find some Barry
candles.
White for you. And we're going to talk about strategy. Guys, are you going to go overhand?
You have to give a nice, gentle, underhand toss.
I don't agree.
Feel.
I think throw it as hard as you can. I couldn't disagree more. We'll see today whose theory.
Remember, the stick is in my butthole, so okay.
It's all I know.
Kind of gentle.
No, I won't throw it hard.
I'm Barry White. Here we go.
I just think this is. Here. Have you ever tried doing a?
Can we dim the lights just a little bit to do a little ambiance?
Yeah.
And then we'll get this.
Yeah, make a
there you go.
Here we go.
All right.
As you get ready.
Oh, look at this. A lot of towels. And look at that. Way. Hello. There we go.
This one? This
where would be better, down there or up on the couch? What would be better for you? Okay.
Wow, look at this.
Okay.
Now,
it's getting sexy in here.
Because that sword is about how many inches? That's what?
That's an 18-inch stick, but the butt plug's about 5.5-6 inches.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
God, all right. This reminds me of college.
Yeah, this reminds
Wow, you're gorgeous.
Yeah.
You are gorgeous.
You had to wait till she took her clothes off.
No,
to
she's gorgeous
out?
The whole time. I thought, wow.
Yeah, she's got an amazing rack. I'm not going to lie. Is that...
Yep. And she's about to have an amazing coat rack.
You know what? I'm glad I wasn't hot. You know, honestly, I would have been doing things that I would have gotten in a lot of trouble for.
Oh, I did this. I used to do this.
Well put. Well put. Well put.
I used to do this.
Do you have to get... what is the symbol on the back?
What's the religion?
The Jewish star?
Yes, sir.
Are you Jewish? I love Jewish chicks. Oh, my apology. Here we go.
We have a boom. We're supposed to have a boom in
Stop
here.
Stop touching yourself, Mike. Oh, we do have a boom mic.
Oh, wow.
And that's not a euphemism. It's an actual boom.
Yeah.
All right.
Can it move?
How orthodox.
This is awesome. Gareth.
Yeah. Yes, Sammy.
Did you ever think you'd be playing? How long till this is an Olympic sport? That's my question.
No. Yeah, listen. Although, you know what? The problem is Japan couldn't compete because they'd be comparing dicks after all the time. You can't air that.
Oh, my goodness.
How long did that tattoo take? For you guys that don't know, she has a lovely, lovely octopus tattoo. Where is it coming out of, by the way?
I think it's home as an inside.
I think you'll be able to see it pretty soon.
And where exactly is it coming out of? We'd like to let her... Oh, my God!
It's very... You know what? I watch a lot of Planet Earth, and that's very accurate. That is
what... Can someone get a picture of that? I just need it for my highlight reel of my life.
Well, you should get one of those, Sam. I like that
look. Yeah, we can match.
Yeah.
You want me to get a
tattoo?
Or
you could get a shrimp on your ass. Or on your penis. Get a shrimp on your penis.
Uncalled for.
No, because an octopus will eat a shrimp.
All right. For sure. Here we go. This
ready?
Is amazing.
All right. So wait. Now the process. All right. The process obviously starts with lubrication.
Julia, you'll be stepping up first. Are you intimidated at all by the giant octopus out of the butthole?
I might be a little distracted.
Yes. Now, Chester, real quick, since we're new to this game, you're a veteran, since you pretty much invented it. Any words of advice on the best way to toss an anal ring toss?
Yes. Hold it like a frisbee and toss it. Don't toss it like underhand like a horseshoe because it stays open better if you toss it like that, right? And we're usually shooting from 7 feet OSHA approved.
Okay.
Can someone take a picture of her just preparing? I just like to get moments of happiness, you know, like in greatness.
I got it.
Yeah.
What a great life you live, you guys.
All right, so this is...
Real quick, what are your hopes and dreams?
To see the world.
So right now, I see your world. So right now, she is slowly...
I wouldn't even say slowly.
Yeah, she just pretty much jammed it right in there.
This is not her first rodeo.
Is anal something you enjoy?
I haven't even tried it yet.
That's an amazing answer.
So this is kind of your anal starter stick. Is that what it is?
Yeah, well done. It's warming me up.
Are you open to the thought of possibly doing this?
Oh, yeah, and it'll be documented.
Okay, yes.
You probably will just want the guy to have rings around his cock to make you feel a little more at home.
Now,
yeah,
Chester,
to make it more familiar.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are we going to score this, by the way? Is there a scoring system? Do some rings worth more than other rings, Chester? Sit down with me. You're going to do play-by-play with me if you don't mind. Is there a scoring system involved?
All right. What we do is we usually do a first round.
Can I just tell you that I love you real quick? Can I shake your hand and tell you
that
I'm glad you're in my life? This guy's the youngest looking 48-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay, so explain to us real quick.
All right, all we have to do is get one hoop on, and that will get you one of our prizes. It could be a porn DVD of her. It could be a Lord of the Rings ass towel. Okay, that will get you into playoffs, which is sudden anal death, and that's how you get another round of hoops, and you can win an anal ring toss T-shirt.
Oh, boy.
What an amazing world you live in.
Do you have an extra large for my dad?
Do you have a girlfriend?
No. You can't have a girlfriend in this business.
Oh!
That's pretty cool.
I have a dog.
You have a dog.
Now I go?
You have one. Right. Julia didn't even wait. She was just so excited.
You guys
just
can stand up there and just toss all your hoops. Yeah.
Yeah. Just here a couple practice.
Is this my best, like, shoot around before an NBA game?
Couple practice. Oh, Come on, guys, a little respect. Here, ew.
Listen, I only see one thing.
They're just whipping it. Work. Hey, Gareth, a little class
stop there,
here.
Let me be
okay?
An athlete.
He's just, boom. She takes it like a champ. Now, do you ever think about wearing goggles or a helmet?
That would probably be a smart idea sometime.
Oh, so close. Gareth and Julia just, apparently this is a speed round.
We're warming up, bro.
Okay, one point.
All right.
Whoa, he gets an anal ring towel.
Oh, my own anal ring towel.
All right. We're going to try this one more
time. Hold on. Let me thank God first. Without him, nothing is possible.
Here, we're going to do it one more time. How are you feeling? Can you, from where you are, how is their technique? Deja?
It's a little sideways.
Deja, do you have a boyfriend? Are you married? Do you have children? What's going on?
None of the above.
You're just a free agent? Whoa!
There you go.
Point, Julia.
All right.
Okay.
Two.
Yeah. Ooh, there you go.
Two.
You have that T-shirt.
Three. Oh, my God. She's on fire.
Oh,
three for four.
Yeah, I'm just... Jesus, you juiced in the offseason. You got a trainer in the offseason.
Four for six. Four for seven.
A sleeper.
She really takes the misses.
Four for eight? Wow. Four for nine. Four for nine.
So who was her test subject while she was practicing?
Yeah.
Kind of staring at the
prize. Julia, you're pretty good at this.
I like how you pretend you haven't
done
this
before. What size shirt do you wear?
I'm going to go with tiny. Julie's got a tiny, she's a tiny girl.
This is actually her very first movie.
Do you like pornos, Julia?
Sorry.
I know, but we're talking about now
Sam
on the show.
Sam hit his head since you guys talked about it.
Do you like that? And you get a T-shirt?
Is this small?
That's medium. That's the smallest I have. Okay.
Well, that is awesome. Let's
stop going to the gym so goddamn much. Put that weight back on so that shirt fits.
Let's get weird. By the way, that's the name of this album, and that is awesome.
Wow.
You should wear this when you work out, by the way.
Oh, my God. Wet T-shirt contest. Yeah. Right?
That's fucking phenomenal. Deja, right, okay, right, so you're four for nine.
Four for nine. Do we remove the rings or did I just throw on top?
Go ahead.
It's up to you.
Toss them right on top.
Oh, miss.
Gentle.
One for two. One for three. One for four. One for five. One for six.
Sorry, I keep looking at the wrong thing.
One for seven. Oh, two for seven. Two for eight. Two for nine. Two for ten. All right. Two for 11.
There we go.
I'm going to try it now.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to try it now. Just do a little play-by-play.
You're not going to do any play-by-play.
And one more time, what is your website so everybody can know?
Analringtoss.com.
Okay. If you forget it, you're crazy.
I'm going to take these off because
what's that shirt?
Whatever. Yeah, I'll take a medium.
Look at the stick, not her goodies.
No.
Thank you.
What it's all about. All
right, so Sam's going. He hit his first one.
All right.
One and for one.
Come on, Sam, you can do it. He's concentrating.
Two for two.
There we go.
Sam is two for three.
Okay.
He's apologizing.
You can do it, Sam.
He's two for four. I think we're starting to see the slump.
Be the ring.
He's two for five, guys. He's in a real hole here. Pardon the pun. Two for six. I'm doing play-by-play, bro. Otherwise, it's dead air. Two for seven.
It's a Cinderella story. It's a man from the wrong side.
Two for eight. Two for eight. Here we go. Sam is two for nine right now. Started off hot, but he's really cooled down. He's two for ten.
I believe the intimidation.
She believes in him. His album's called Believe in Yourself. Available two for 12.
Yeah.
All right, that's three for 13.
Five, four for nine.
Five? Wait, how many did I get? Five?
Five out of the nine.
Feels like we all got five. You're three for 13.
Come on, let's do this, Sam.
And you got more rings. All right, three for 14. And four for 15. Four for 16. He's four for 17.
Come on, Mike.
All right.
You gotta do it. Mike's up.
Is it okay if I go right here?
Yeah.
Be creepy, but I'm going to.
No, don't be creepy, Sam. Just take all the rings from around her ass sword.
I can't do that.
I'm not going to lie. If I look like that, I would be naked as often as possible. I promise you.
I told you to totally look like that, and you should get naked.
There you go.
Listen, we've got more swords.
I have another stick.
Negative.
All right. Zero for two. There we go.
I don't think I can do that.
One for three.
I don't think.
One
two for four.
Eye on the prize,
Mike. Two for
Mike.
Five.
Come on, you can do it.
Three for six.
Oh, yeah.
Four for seven.
Oh my, he's in the zone.
I think
four for eight.
I think we know what Mike's doing later.
Oh.
Four, five for nine. Five for 10. Five for 11.
Come on, Mike.
Five for 12. 6 for 13.
We all got quiet as we're all concentrating with
7 for 14. This is important. 8 for 16.
Whoa.
Oh,
strong
he's in the
finish,
zone.
Though.
In the zone.
Mike wow. went 8 for 18.
Yeah,
pretty
there
good.
You go.
Pretty good. Yeah. You really earned your towel.
Mike, I got to be honest with you. You guys are amazing. Please don't get dressed. I would like to take a picture. Oh. I understand you got to take it out. It's weird.
Well,
otherwise,
a
tail,
she's,
right?
otherwise, she looks like she's got a kickstand.
Yeah.
Kickstand.
Can you go back over?
Oh.
Get back over. Yeah, so you can get the picture.
Wow, that tattoo
like
is really
with
amazing.
You and your butt. That's amazing.
That is a fantastic tattoo.
You yeah. have a fantastic ass.
Well, thank you.
Really, it's next
That's
level.
That's why she's in this business.
Yeah.
Wait, can I unplug myself?
Yeah, unplug, but please don't
Yeah, you're charged, baby. You're charged.
Chester, I can't thank you enough for coming on the Naughty Show. I
oh,
hope you guys had a great time. And I would love to help you promote anything you ever got going on. I'm in Vegas all the time. And if you guys ever want to work together in any capacity, I'd love to do something.
And that
with
means
you
if you guys just hey, want to go to Denny's
you.
And hang out.
There you go. Thank you.
Sam's
we can get this going at Denny's.
Oh,
they
yeah.
don't. Vegas,
they
don't. They care.
Have placemats where you can do mazes. They'll let
yeah.
this happen for good.
You guys
good
should, yeah, definitely hang out. You know, I don't know if you guys, you ever get hired to do swingers clubs?
No, not much.
You ever
did
a swingers
we did,
on
we did
Melrose?
One. We did one. It was just okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, this is such a fun time.
This is, feels like the moon landing.
This was
a
good time.
Pardon the pun again.
One more time, your website, your Twitters, all that stuff, so everyone knows where they can come find you guys, because I love you guys.
Analringtoss.com and...
What is my Twitter?
Oh, my dad called, by the way.
I think
you would know, Sam.
I think it's your name.
Is it? It's Deja Morgan. Or
yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It might be, because my Instagram is Oakland Booty.
Yeah, there
so
it is.
It might be.
Are
that
you
makes
from
sense.
Oaktown.
There
you gave it away.
Gave it up. In Sacramento.
If you want to follow her,
fuck Sacramento.
Please do. She's stunning. It is her is Deja Morgan, two N's. It's at DAIZHAMORGANN. And
use it in a sentence.
No. You guys were phenomenal. Thank you for coming down.
Yeah.
And anytime you are in LA and you're promoting anything, you want to stop by. Our show and our studio is open to you guys.
And I live
even
like
if Mike isn't here.
20, I live 20 minutes east of here. If you
we'll
guys are in that hood,
we're
we can get some tacos. Just do this,
right.
Whatever
I
you want to do.
Hey man,
yeah.
Thank you very much.
I've
he
heard,
does love tacos.
I've heard you like tacos.
We're gonna get you tacos, lady.
Yes.
We're gonna get you tacos.
Look how genuinely excited she is at the prospect of real tacos. Yeah. She's like, I'm not doing any innuendo. I would love some fucking tacos.
I don't joke around when it comes to tacos.
Yeah. You're a fucking phenomenal.
She's amazing.
You are amazing. I should. I have friends of mine looking for this comedy project, looking for adult film star. I should hook you up with that so you can make.
I'm actually also good. My friend Steven Spielberg, and he's talking. About, you know, I'm not. I don't know, but I'm just saying. Maybe who knows what we do? I don't know.
Do you want to promote anything real quick
I'll
before
be,
we get out?
The March 6th and 7th, I'll be at Comedy on State Street in Madison, Wisconsin. And then the 13th, I'll be with you. And then
the Ventura Comedy Club.
March 1st, I'll be at Flappers in Claremont at 7 p.m.
All right. I have a couple great shows coming up. March 1st, I will be at Loaded with Ari Shaffir and the band Super Naked. Then I will be March 13th at the Ventura Comedy Club doing
Sam,
the Naughty Show. Maybe.
Motherfucker!
But go to samtribbley.com for all my dates and check out Punch Drunk Sports. One more time, thank you to all my sponsors. BetDSI. Obviously, BetDSI. We have LA Speedweed. And we also have mkcultura.org for all your spiritual needs.
And also Sprite. I don't
Sprite.
Know if you heard
Sprite.
The news. Sprite's on board.
Sprite, what about Arby's?
Sprite, obey your thirst. And Arby's, everybody knows Arby's roast beef sandwiches where you can get a hot, sizzling 5 for $5. Arby's, it's not legal meat.
Oh, my God.
It's good to be back. We're going to have these. Joe Rogan wants to come on the next one, so we're going to get him on the next show. And hopefully we can start doing more of these with these guys and stuff like that.
I think
so,
this could be its own podcast.
Yeah,
here.
I think every week, more anal beads. Yeah.
Only if Joe Rogan will throw rings in my ass.
I think he'll take us.
He's married. He might be a little nervous, but we might be able to hook that up.
I was
never
married
know.
Before the show started.
Yeah. He's getting divorced.
Yeah, I lost a boat.
Yeah. All right, guys, it's been a naughty show. Please go to the website or go to iTunes, rate and review. Any feedback, positive or negative, we love to hear it. And if you love the show, please tell your friends. It's the Naughty Show feed on iTunes and SoundCloud, available on allthingscomedy.com. Thanks for tuning in. Happy to be back, and we'll see you on the other side. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Goodbye.
I'm just the anal ring toss queen.